5 minutes alone, August 19th, 2036. How much damage could Michael really do in 5 minutes? It's not like he was launching a nuclear attack or sitting behind the wheel of a semi plowing into pedestrians. He just had to stand in a room, an 8x10 concrete cell. It'd be over in a blink. Conference calls at his office allotted more time for being on hold. There was nothing to worry about. If this meant closure, it was worth every second. That's all Sarah wanted, after all. For the twins, for the family. They needed to move on. Sarah's voice came barreling up the stairs saying breakfast was ready. Michael couldn't remember the last time he'd heard that. Couldn't remember the last time he hadn't awakened to her staring at the wall, lying there until the day was nearly done. Michael threw off the covers. He smelled bacon and coffee. Bypassing his work suits, Michael slipped on a pair of jeans and a polo and headed downstairs. Sarah was behind the stove in an apron, her hair pulled back in a ponytail, the way Michael remembered her, looking like a mom. "It smells great," he said. Sarah scooped sizzling strips onto a plate, blotted them with a paper towel to soak up the grease. "You talk to your boss, right?" Sarah set the plate onto the kitchen table. "Yeah. I just really don't want anyone calling today." Michael took his seat and poured a glass of orange juice. "They won't. And I talked to the boy's principal, too. It won't even count as a sick day." "Good." Sarah wiped her hands on her apron. "Boys, come on, we're going to be late." Like they were waiting outside the door, the 15-year-old twins walked in and took their places. Justin to his father's left, Jeremy to the right. Black pants, black shirts, no words. Michael started to think the family might not be ready for this, but as if she was reading his mind, Sarah pointed at his shirt. "You're not really going to wear that, are you?" Michael realized he was the only one in white, not exactly an appropriate color for the occasion. I'll change after we eat. Sarah pulled off her apron, taking a seat. She was wearing the black dress she wore for Jenny's 8th grade graduation, the dress Michael teased her about because she was just like the other parents, acting like it was some kind of big deal. Sarah asked the boys if they liked their eggs. They gave little nods. Sarah didn't respond, didn't touch her food. She just sat there, staring at her empty juice glass. Michael told himself it'd get easier. After breakfast, the 2-hour ride to San Angeles was quiet. Only Sarah spoke, and only once. She said, "This is good. This is going to be good." When they got to the new Parker Center, Michael kept the doors locked. "There's something I have to say." Sarah pulled on the handle. "We've already discussed this. Open it." "Yeah, Dad." Jeremy sat up and glared in the rear view, his eyes the size of golf balls. "You promised." Michael didn't know if that was true. He couldn't remember promising, but he couldn't remember not promising either. It had been like that lately. Michael's recent memory had become a thick fog, and as always, he was too exhausted to try to cut through it. Instead, he just wondered what kind of father would promise his children something like this and unlocked everyone's door. The cop at the desk signed them in, told them to be sure to keep track of the time. 5 minutes each, not a second more. Sarah grabbed the pen, signed her name. They had agreed she could go first. A uniformed officer led Sarah away. The desk cop pointed Michael and the boys across the hall. "Someone will come for you." The waiting room was cold and small, the floor and walls a dull white. The boys were on the little couch. Jeremy sat with his fists pushed together, his steel-toed boot tap, tap, tapping. Michael wondered if Sarah had bought them, just for today. Justin sat hunched over too, but different, like there should be a bucket between his feet. Michael felt he should ask if they were okay, give the boys a chance to back out. But Sarah said they had the right. What if it had been his sister? Michael didn't.